Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy New Church Year. I never understand why God chooses to send snow on Saturday night into Sunday morning. His wisdom is far beyond my understanding. And I know that he gives us trials and tribulations to strengthen our faith. But for many, getting out depends on waiting upon others to plow you out, to plow the roads. And I'm very thankful for those who did that job all day yesterday into today that allowed us who are gathered here to be here to worship our Lord. Today is the beginning of a new church year. Ad te levavi, to you I have lifted up. Mine eyes, my heart is lifted up to the Lord. He is my creator. He is my redeemer, and he is my only hope of sanctification. Today is also St. Andrew's Day. You can always figure out when Advent, the church season, begins, because it is the Sunday that is closest to St. Andrew's Day. Now, your Advent calendars always start right on December 1st, but that fluctuates. Today is an easy way to remember it because St. Andrew's Day falls right on Sunday, therefore it's the first Sunday in Advent. It can go as early as November 27th. It can go as late as December 3rd. St. Andrew was a man who devoted his life to following his Lord. He started out as a disciple, as a student of John the Baptist. He had studied at his feet. He had followed him. He had listened to his teachings. He had heard him as he prepared the way for the Lord. And he heard him when John points to Jesus. And he says, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. This is the one that I've been telling you about. And you can see John's excitement, right? You were waiting and you were hoping. Perhaps you've had a father serve in the military and he is gone for months on end. And that day finally comes. The day comes, maybe you're at school, maybe you weren't expecting it. You've all had that tear-jerking moment when you've watched those videos, even if you haven't been in the military, right? Where you watch as that child is doing something at school, maybe a pep rally is going on, and he turns around and runs to dad. But on those days when you've been expecting it, we are waiting for the Lord to come. That's what Advent means. He is coming. That's why our gospel lesson is a Palm Sunday reading. We see our Lord in his coming. Advent is a time of preparation. It is not Christmas. The church has a time set apart for the celebration of our Lord's birth. Sadly, it's when the world has made you so bored with Christmas that we finally get to it. That's not the church's fault. That's not God's fault. That's the commercialism and the secularization's fault. This is a time of preparation. Because whether the children knew that dad was coming home or it was a complete surprise, the joy that comes. Our Lord will come not when we think he's going to come. He will come as a thief in the night. We've heard those gospel lessons leading up to today. We've heard about how he will come. The foolish virgins didn't bring enough oil to keep their lamps burning into the night, through the night. They were not well prepared. Will we be found like them? Will we be found to knock upon the door after the hour has come and be told that he never knew us? He will come when we are not expecting it. And that means every day we need to make ready. Every day we need to put on the armor of light. Every day we need to walk awake, not woke, awake. You have both of those options before you. You can be woke to the things of the world. You can pursue that which the devil pushes forward. Or you can be awake and alive in Christ. We will be awake. We will be living a life for Him, not for our own sinful desires, not for the desires of the devil or the world. Jesus tells us that He will come like a thief in the night, like the lightning spreads from the east to the west. St. Paul reminds us that we are to walk as in the day, not in the night. St. Paul says in our gospel lesson, "Do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Every day when someone comes up to you, they ask you how you're doing, perhaps consider saying, "Another day closer to paradise. Another day closer to when I, Lord, will return. Another day closer to when this veil of tears will end, the sickness and the suffering that I and my family, my loved ones will end, and it will be eternal joy with Jesus. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Just a couple weeks ago, we heard about the armor that our Lord gives us. The helmet, the breastplate, the belt, that which also covers our feet. And He also gives us the sword of the Spirit, the Spiritus Gladius, that which cuts through the lies of the devil. Keep in mind that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the word of Jesus. The bride of Christ presents that word, she preaches that word, and she drives forward with that word. Do not live in drunkenness. Do not live in lust. Turn your eyes from the screen that would consume you completely. Turn your eyes from the woman or the man who are not your husband or wife. Look to what God has given. Not living in covetousness, but in contentedness. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. The world would have you concerned more about how you feel. It would have you pursue your feelings rather than the one that has created you. What God proclaims to be good, that is what He has called you, dear child, to pursue. And that which God says is evil, even if you feel like it shouldn't be, even if it makes your flesh feel good, turn from it and follow Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. At the beginning of the sermon, I mentioned that today is also St. Andrew's Day and how he had followed St. John the Baptist, how he had followed him and his word all the way to Jesus. Yes, he had followed the one that prepared the way, and now he had found it. Andrew was drawn in by Jesus, pointed to by a good preacher, John the Baptist. That's what a preacher does, by the way. The preacher does not point to himself. The preacher points to the only hope of salvation. I can't save you. Rick Warren can't save you. Whatever other televangelist you might like to watch or listen to or read cannot save you. And a good preacher, anything worth his salt, will point you to Jesus. So Andrew did that. And then Andrew found his brother Simon. And he says, "We have found him. We have found the one that we have been waiting for." And he brings his brother Simon to the feet of Jesus. Andrew was a fisherman like his brother. And then he would be told by Jesus that he would be a fisher of men. Andrew also would point Gentiles to Jesus. starting within his own home, his own brother, going all the way to Gentiles. Andrew is an example of faith to us. There are Nigerian Christians being slaughtered left and right. They are being kidnapped from their schools. They are being tormented. They are being plagued. Islam is not peaceful. Islam is not your friend. Islam is from the lies of the devil. Any religion that does not preach Christ and Him crucified is not from God. Guard your ears, guard your hearts. The Lord wills that you follow Him and only Him. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. Pray that God would take away this disease that is the lies of the devil. Pray for conversion. Pray for peace. And be ready. Prepare. That fight may very well come to our own land. Be ready. Be prepared. Live for Christ, not for the flesh. Train your bodies to receive that which is beneficial for your souls. Form brotherhoods, form sisterhoods, form families within families. Form people that you can rely on, praying with and for, just as we have this family here. Andrew preached Christ and Him crucified. And Andrew was crucified for it. Like his brother, Simon, who Jesus renamed as Peter, Andrew viewed himself not as worthy to be killed in the same way that his Lord was. And so while Peter was crucified on an upside-down cross, Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross. The symbol of Andrew is the X. But crucified he was for a message of hope, for a message of salvation, for a message not to make himself wealthy, but to give everyone else eternal life. Are any of us prepared to do that? Am I even prepared to do that? To go to a cross to preach the gospel? I pray that if the time comes, I am. I pray that if the time comes, you are. You men, make a stand. God has made you strong. Use your strength to protect. Use your strength to provide. Use your strength to lead. Dear women, dear daughters of God, God has made you beautiful. He has given you tenderheartedness. He has given you nurture. He has given you sustainment. Use it to glorify His name. Not arguing, not in nagging, but in a way that will build Him up. You have been given as His helpmeet. When He loses His way, remind Him of it. When He forgets that He exists to lead you to Christ, show Him it. Build Him up in this. You both have very hard tasks, but God has made you for such a time as this. Follow the words of St. Andrew, follow the words of Christ, follow the words of St. John the Baptist. It is Jesus, only Jesus, that leads to salvation. Our Lord came humbly, placed into a feeding trough for animals in a barn. God, who took on flesh, came in that way. In our gospel lesson, God came humbly. Jesus rode in on a donkey. But on the last day, when He comes again, He'll be riding in on a horse, brightly shining with trumpets and cries of angels and archangels. Do not let that day catch you unawares. Be preparing for it. Be willing to lay down your life for it and pray that it won't come to that. So our prayer in our church and through the churches in the world is, come, Lord Jesus. The church sings, Savior of the nations, come. Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.